Welcome back, friends. Welcome back to another edition of The Corbett Report. I'm your host, James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, coming to you, as always, from the sunny climes of Western Japan, here in November of 2024, with another edition of Solutions Watch, that regular D program where I present some ideas for how you can improve your life, and hopefully the world, for the better. And this week's idea comes in by way of a contact that I received through the contact form on CorbettReport.com from a listener/viewer who has a specific question, the answer to which I hope you will grant is incredibly important, not just for the listener herself, not just for me, but hopefully for the benefit of everyone out there who is interested in discerning fact from fiction and truth from falsity, not misinformation and disinformation. Those are weasel words. No, but there is verifiable, accurate truth, and there is falsity, and there are things that we can't know that are in between. How do you go about sorting that out? That is increasingly important, not just for every single person who's listening to my voice right now, but for all those people who aren't as well. All of those millions and millions and millions of people who are finally realizing that the legacy dinosaur mainstream establishment media has been leading them up down the garden path for their entire life, and they're starting to look at independent media and, oh, great, but wait, is that true? Is that real? Did they really say that? How do I know? Let's get into that. And we'll get into it by way of an email that I received a couple of weeks ago through the contact form from Amanda, who writes, "Hello, James. Today I revisited your A Brief History of Hopium and Precedent Trump videos. Thanks in part to you, I have officially unregistered myself from voter rolls, and this will be the first election cycle I am sitting out. I don't usually engage much in social media, but I am planning to share these two videos as we lead up to this election." Obviously, again, this email was from a couple weeks ago. "I'm also considering sharing a quote from a banker, Montague Norman. You are likely familiar with it. Quote, capital must protect itself in every possible way, both by combination and legislation. Debts must be collected, mortgages foreclosed as rapidly as possible. When, through process of law, the common people lose their homes, they will become more docile and more easily governed through the strong arm of the government, applied by a central power of wealth under leading financiers. These truths are well known among our principal men, who are now engaged in forming an imperialism to govern the world. By dividing the voter through the political party system, we can get them to expend their energies in fighting for questions of no importance. It is thus by discreet action we can secure for ourselves that which has been so well planned and so successfully accomplished." End quote. Montague Norman, Governor of the Bank of England, addressing the United States Bankers Association, New York City, in 1924. All right. And then Amanda finishes by saying, "I was hoping to confirm the veracity of this quote, which leads me to my question. How does one go about doing something like this? Do you have a process you use when looking to confirm old quotes are accurate and or real? Any pointers would be appreciated." Thank you for the question, Amanda. As I say, I think this will be a useful exercise for everyone out there. Not just for me to give a pronouncement, this quote is real, this quote is fake, but to show you how I would go about doing it. And actually, you say I would be familiar with this quotation. I don't remember actually ever running across this quotation. I don't think I have seen it before. I've seen quotes like this before, and I've definitely done research along these lines, looking at these types of quotations, specifically with regards to finance and economics and what have you, for A Century of Enslavement and other things I've done besides. And so you will forgive my little editorializing with the mwahaha there, but clearly this is the type of quotation that seems too good to be true. And in my experience, 99,999 times out of 100,000, if a quote seems too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. By way of what I mean by that is, this is a little on the nose, isn't it? We'll form our world imperial government, and the financiers will cripple the lower classes, and we'll rule forever. I think this is probably true in the sense of, I think this is what the banker's plan is in a sense, but I don't think that Montague Norman came out and said this. I don't know. I haven't researched this. Oh, I do not know. Let's find out together. How would I go about doing this? All right, well, if you're interested in this question, I will first point you to a couple of things I've done in the past. So, for example, cast your mind way back to 2011, where I was talking about Patriot mythology in episode 174 of the Corbett Report podcast. And in that episode, I talk, a third of that podcast is dedicated to spurious quotations and debunking them. So I've done this type of work before. Also, you might have heard of the infamous Freemason Albert Pike and his incredibly on-the-nose prediction of World War III that he made in, what, 1871, right? Anyway, if you have heard that before, well, spoiler, completely fake. If you want to know the story of that, it is fascinating how that fake quotation got invented, how it got propagated, how it continues to this day to be propagated in independent media. Well, you can look at the newsletter I wrote about it in 2019. No, Albert Pike did not predict World War III. It's a fascinating story. Also, just on the general note of how to do research online, you could turn back to a previous Solutions Watch episode, specifically February 2022. I released How to Research Online, where you can watch me take various questions and live in a conference there that was being recorded. I was doing a screen share and showing exactly how I go about searching for various things, and some interesting little nuggets were uncovered there. So if you have seen it or have not seen it, I suggest you watch or rewatch that episode. I think there's a lot of valuable detail in there, but let's get into this specific question. So we're going to start a search. We're going to start on pre-search. And here's what I would do. If I am researching something like this, the first thing to do is to look for as primary a source as you can. Go as far back as you can to find the earliest mention you possibly can about this. Sometimes, with certain better known quotations, you will find, quote, investigators and people who do this type of thing online who have already done this type of work. Maybe this one, maybe not. This is more of a, those are for more like the general kind of quotations. This is a very specific one, but let's find out. So what I would do is take a representative chunk of the text, just a phrase, the exact words of which are unlikely to be found anywhere else in the English language. There is an art to this. Choose enough words that they will probably be unique, but not so many words that you're copying punctuation and things that may have been changed around in the retelling and what have you. So I would take something like this. Capital must protect itself in every possible way. That's a good chunk of text. That seems pretty specific. So I will put that in quotation marks because, as you will remember from How to Research Online, Boolean operators are your friends, and the easiest one to remember are the quotation marks. When you put a search term in quotation marks, that means it's going to search for those exact words in that exact order. And that greatly limits the search down, doesn't it? So we will search for that and see what kinds of stuff comes up here. All right. Right off the bat, interesting. Archive.org details Banker's Manifesto 1892. Okay, this to me right away is interesting. Archive probably means it is some sort of source document. It could be an actual book or pamphlet or newsletter or something, which is interesting in and of itself. Although 1892 does sound like it is referring to the year 1892, as in several decades before the 1924 attribution that Amanda gave. So, I don't know. Let's see what that's about. The ultimate bankster quote from a governor, former governor of the Bank of England. Capital must protect itself. But this is forumnews.wordpress.com, some random blog from 13 years ago. I'm not seeing any actual attribution here or source, at least in the preview text. So, we'll maybe come back to that. Historyheist.com, again. Not putting a lot of hope in that. This was written in U.S. Bankers Magazine, August 25th, 1924. Now, that's a very, very specific thing. The Bankers Manifesto of 1892. Okay, well, one thing I will note. Okay, we've got a couple of links that I've opened there that we'll take a look at. But first, I will note that Capitol with an O seems to me like a misspelling because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Capitol with an O is always like the Capitol building. Capital, finance capital, as far as I know, has always in the history of the English language been spelt with an A. So that seems to me that that is Perhaps a misspelling that got introduced to the quotation somewhere along the lines. I don't think that's just old English. I think that's an actual typo or something. So let's see if that changes things. Meanwhile, let's take a look at this archive.org link. So this is Banker's Manifesto 1892, but this does not appear to be a source document. This does not appear to be a scan of an old book. This seems to be a PDF that someone has uploaded. Author unknown. So already I'm somewhat skeptical. Report: Congressman Charles A. Lindbergh Sr. revealed the Banker's Manifesto of 1892 to the U.S. Congress somewhere between 1907 and 1917. Okay, somewhere. Good enough for me, guys. Wow. Okay. So see what this is really saying. You can see it right away. If there was a specific date on which Charles Lindbergh revealed this Banker's Manifesto of 1892, whatever that is, and that is ringing bells for me, having done, as I say, quotation mining before for things like Century of Enslavement and other things, I think I know where this might be heading. But anyway, if Charles Lindbergh had revealed the Banker's Manifesto of 1892 to the U.S. Congress and this person knew about it, they would give you the date. Check the congressional record on December 4th, 1912, or whatever the case may be. But saying somewhere between 1907 and 1917, somewhere in that decade, whatever, trust me, bro. I am not trusting you. But anyway, it does appear at first glance to be the same quote. Capital must protect itself in every possible manner through combination, bracket, conspiracy, and legislation. Interesting. Okay, courts must be called to raid. Okay, whatever. Da-da-da. U.S. Senate document number 43, 73rd Congress. Okay, so there's a specific thing we can start looking for. But right off the top, look, this is a bigger quotation, and it includes some different phrases like this one. At the coming Omaha convention to be held July 4th, 1892, our men must attend, dot, dot, dot. Again, this is not the 1924 that Amanda was talking about. Does appear to be the same quotation, though. So does this predate it? Let's start. Let's examine that and see if we can find some text surrounding that. But first of all, let's keep going. This was written in U.S. Bankers. Oh, first of all, word to the wise, if you're on Reddit, just replace the www with old so that you can read it like a normal human being and not this weird new format. Okay, capital must protect itself in every possible manner, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, thus by discrete action. Okay, this was written in U.S. Bankers Magazine, August 25th, 1994. Doesn't look like this edition has been scanned yet, and there's a link that is going to tell me about Bankers Magazine, year 1924, Bankers Magazine and Statistical Register, and of course it's Google crap, so it's going to be all polluted. All right, there may be something in here, Bankers Magazine. Oh, yeah, it's just showing you every instance of the word bankers. Well, that's probably not going to be a good way of searching through here and trying to find... Well, this is 1856. I mean, what am I even looking at here? I want to find 1924. Okay, anyway, blah. I'm not seeing it. But that is a very, again, that's a very specific lead. Bankers Magazine, August 25th, 1924. But again, well, okay, yeah, U.S. Bankers Magazine. Maybe this is a reprint of the supposed speech supposedly given by Montague Norman. We can at least search for that. And again, Thoreau's Web. The Bankers Magazine Archives, 1924. Well, let's see if that's on there while that's cooking. Oh, okay. Let's see, 1924. Well, there you go. January to June, July to December. If this is from August 25th, we can find it. Okay. This one looks more promising because it looks like it might actually be a book. Come on. Oh, it's thinking about that. Okay, well, while that link is perhaps thinking. Okay, da-da-da-da. Anyway, as I was saying, at the coming Omaha convention, that sounds interesting. And again, a unique phrase that might give us a different viewpoint. But anyway, Bankers Magazine, July to December 1924. Capital must protect itself. Protect. Internet Archive search. The search bar here, as far as I know, I don't think the Boolean operators work in the same way. I don't think quotation marks work in the same way. Finding a phrase, if memory serves, when you try to look for a phrase in this search, it will find any word in that phrase rather than those all those words together. So just find a relatively unique word, one that won't show up too much, and you can limit down the results. Our bank protect business, many safeguards to protect them in such cases. Well, I'm not finding that particular phrase. I could go through and check to see if that is in this magazine. But meanwhile, at the coming Omaha convention, the Chicago Daily Socialist, Banker's Manifesto again. Banker's Manifesto. So there's definitely something to do with Banker's Manifesto. But, as I say, this is ringing a bell, because I have looked at spurious financial quotations before. Let's just see if this might be a hoax. J.P. Morgan and the Banker's Manifesto of 1892. The Banker's Manifesto of 1892 and 1934 is a self-evident hoax. It's an advertisement for the Omaha Convention. Okay, interesting. And this one is literally called J.P. Morgan and the Banker's Manifesto of 1892 hoax. A quotation attributed to J.P. Morgan came to my attention recently, beginning, "Capital must protect itself in every possible manner through combination." Yeah, that's the same quote, but it ain't Norman, it's Morgan? On investigation, the passage is almost certainly not Morgan's. How about Norman's? It's quite likely generated populist party propaganda. It does appear to date from 1892. Though little or none of the information in the manifesto passes verification, people's organizations and companies' names simply don't show up in the historical record. A document is known variously as the Banker's Manifesto of 1892 or the Wall Street Letter. Is a favorite of conspiracy circles. And turns up more than a few times on Reddit. Yep. Did John Pierpont ever personally say words to this effect? There's no evidence I've found to suggest that he had anything to do with the statement. Okay. Second, can it be attributed to bankers of the late 19th century? Circumstantial evidence that the manifesto is entirely fabricated, though its date of publication seems fairly well established. Okay. Banker's Manifesto turns up some results, though more from the 1920s and 30s than earlier. Okay. So that tracks, 1924. There's a denial of that passage ever appeared in the Banker's Magazine, notably from this same publication in July of 1920. So even before it was supposedly in the magazine, they were denying it was in the magazine, right? Man, what a rabbit hole. We get a more complete story in the Southern Mercury, Dallas, Texas, Thursday, November 15th, 1894, under Infamy of Infamies, clickbait and outrage headlines apparently not being specific to our times. Specifically, a letter from the discoverer of the letter, and the full text of the Wall Street Letter, it hadn't yet morphed to the Banker's Manifesto. Infamy of infamies, plotting treason and conspiracy. Money must rule, homes must be taken, courts corrupted, and spies employed. The Ohio Populist publishes the following bank circular emanating, spelt incorrectly, from Wall Street. The circular was dropped by a prominent broker on the stock exchange in Chicago and was picked up by Mr. T.W. Gilruth, then a reporter on the Chicago Daily Press, and first published in that paper. The bankers at once took steps to destroy the paper. Mr. Gilruth now resides in Kansas City, Missouri. A few days since, the Ohio Populist addressed a letter to Mr. Gilruth requesting a copy of the original and its history. We append his reply. Dated October 20th, 1894. Your letter, dated October 17th, arrived this morning, and I hasten to answer it in view of the importance of the request you make, and enclose you a copy of the document known as the Wall Street Letter. It is a genuine emanation, spelled correctly, from the people who are engaged in an attempt to destroy a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and establish in lieu thereof a government of plutocracy, long-winded titles, oppression, and slavery for the masses. Gilruth was well known all over the state years ago. He was an abolitionist concerning chattel slavery. I am an abolitionist concerning wage slavery. Yours fraternally, T.W. Gilruth. Oh, my father, Reverend. Okay, sorry. There's a mess on this page because this appears to be a PDF, like, screenshot of a Reddit post. I don't know what is going on here. But anyway. Here is the circular. Read it. Think over it, ye boastful yeomanry of a once glorious republic. We must be made a tenantry that we may not quarrel with our rules. Great God, is there a man in this plague-stricken land who has a drop of patriotic blood in his body, whose heart will not fire with indignation, and whose spirit will not rebel against such damnable and diabolical treachery as this? Man, you gotta... Whatever this is, it's some good rhetoric. I'm taking notes. Anyway, developments abroad this week have been quite as important as those at home. Appointment of a receiver, da-da-da, failure of a leading bank, yada-yada, London having relieved itself of a surfeit of securities, extensive sales of its holdings of Americans, and by so doing has filled her bank with American gold, English bankers, brokers, da-da-da, proceed with caution, farmers' lines, at the coming Omaha convention to be held July 4th, Armin, so... Again, this is from 1894, the courts, but 1892 is the one that's attributed to it, right? When through the process of law, the common people have lost their homes, they will be more tractable and easily governed through the influence of the strong arm of government. Okay, so this, at the very least, this appears to be the quote, right? And it appears to have dated to the 1890s, and here we have a very specific things. Southern Mercury, Dallas, Texas, Thursday, November 15th, 1894. Let's see if we can find that. Because that would be handy, wouldn't it? Southern Mercury, Dallas, Texas, volume 21, number 94. No, I don't think that's right. 1896. No, I don't think that was right, right? It wasn't 1896, was it? What's the date we're looking for here? See, again, this appears to be a hyperlink, but because this is some kind of PDF screenshot something, just on a whim, let's see if we type in Dread Morbius, whatever that is, and J.P. Morgan and Bankers, Manifesto of 1892 Hoax. Let's type that in. And see if we can find an actual hyperlinked version. Is there any strong evidence that the Banker's Manifesto of... Okay, and this appears to be from a user named Dread Morbius. So, again, let's make it old Reddit. And look, Southern Mercury, Dallas, Texas. If we click on that... Lo and behold, the wonders and glories of the internet, my friends. Here we go. The Dallas, Texas, Southern Mercury newspaper from... Thursday, November 15th, 1894. Remarkable. And we do a quick glance through and we take a look. Is it, oh, there's T.W. Gilruth, right? Yeah. What was the title of this? Infamy of Infamies, right? They did clickbait back in the day as well. Plotting treason and conspiracy. Money must rule. Homes must be taken. Courts corrupted and spies employed. Okay, so this quote and the story surrounding it, yes, does... demonstrably, verifiably seem to date to at least 1894, and they were talking about 1892, right? Or somebody, at some point, the 1892 date got in here. Anyway, okay, so at the very, very least, we have so far falsified that this seems to come from Montague Norman in 1924, or that it was, well, again, whether Lindbergh introduced it to the Congress sometime between 1907 and 1917 seems irrelevant. We can date it back, at the very least, demonstrably, verifiably, to 1894 in the Dallas Mercury News, and apparently there was a Chicago Daily Press that this relates to. I'm sure there is more that we can dig up. I will leave it here for now and invite you to continue going through this if you are so inclined, because I think there's, at the very least, there's something interesting here. Now, as I say, I have done research on specifically finance-related quotes before, and I know I've come across this Banker's Manifesto of 1892, and I believe, from what I recall, this is at the very, very, very least not verifiable. Not, we can't put our finger on it. It's at the very least one of these, trust me, bro, this super secret document just suddenly appeared, and here it is, and it's the bankers going, "Whoa, we will rule you in our global imperium." Blah blah blah. Yeah, okay, could be, but there, as far as I know, there is nothing at the bottom of this rabbit hole. It's just a, "Hey, this document suddenly appeared," and hey, join the populist party. So, as I say, please don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. As I've just shown you the process that I would go through to start finding and going back in time as much as you can to go as close to this primary source documents. We're at 1894. I'm sure you could go back even further and really nail down the Chicago Daily Press and all of this. But this is how you do it and how you take certain search phrases and you type them in and use quotation marks and you source which sources are look interesting, which ones don't seem like they'll be fruitful. Some, you know, anonymous blog post from 10 years ago. Yeah, click through it, take a look, but you want to get close to sources as possible. That's why I like to see, for example, this newspaper entry from 1894 and things like that. But that's an example. That's how you go about this process of doing it, to try to come down to something approaching brass tacks. What can you actually put your finger on? What can you definitively say? I can definitively say that this quotation does not source from Montague Norman in 1924. Now, that's a whole other rabbit hole. Maybe there was some speech at the Bankers Association. Maybe Montague Norman quoted this Bankers Manifesto in 1924 for some reason. I'm highly skeptical, but again, that's an avenue of exploration. But at the very least, demonstrably, this quotation existed decades before that and seems to be one of these, trust me, bro, I've got this secret document that you can't see. So, as I say, there are things that we can definitively say about this, things we can't. All I can say is I would not put this quotation, at least in this form, in anything that I'm doing or in the Century of Enslavement or anything that I'm trying to do with some gravitas, because I can't verify it. Now let's contrast that with a quotation I can verify. So for example, I hope you've been paying attention to my Strange Story of Peter Thiel newsletter. I've done three articles. It's a three-part series, and the third one is just released on Peter Thiel as a Vampire. And hopefully you've had your chance to read through that series and seen, for example, the specific quotations from various people. If not, don't worry. Again, you don't have to be a Corbett Report member to read the newsletter. I give my work away for free, so you can go to my Substack, and there it is. You can read it completely for free. And when you do so, you will find a lot of specific information, again, always sourced, so you can go and verify that this person really said this thing, or Peter Thiel really gave that interview at Bilderberg and talked about, you know, what he's doing there, etc., and his vampirism / parabiosis and all of that fun stuff. But here's an example. So Peter Thiel founded PayPal, where, as PayPal co-founder Max Levchin brags, we collaborated with every imaginable 3- and 4-letter agency, and those were some of the best, most productive relationships I've had as a business person. Now, personally, I saw this quotation originally from Whitney Webb. She dug it up, and it's been in a few of her articles, like this recent one, The Chain of Command, How Facebook's Libra Bank Regulators and PayPal Built a New World Currency. So, anyway, Whitney Webb sourced this, and I saw this. She had a reference to Charlie Rose from August of 2013. Trust but verify. I don't think Whitney Webb is lying about this quotation, but I made sure to actually go to the source and actually look it up and make sure Max Levchin actually said those exact words. And then I linked up the exact interview where he says it. And unfortunately, you can't link timestamps in archive, but let's give it a listen.
At PayPal, we collaborated with every imaginable 3- and 4-letter agency. And those were some of the best, most productive relationships I've had.
So, anyway, yeah, I'm not lying. Max Levchin has literally said those words, and you get, here's the whole context of the entire conversation, so you can see it's not being taken out of context or misinterpreted or what have you, and there, the link is right there, so you can go and verify it, and the letters, the words in between the quotation marks are exactly word for word, exactly what he said, and it's verifiable. That's the way to source a quotation. So, yes, Amanda, I'm glad that you had the sense to go have your spidey sense tingling. Is this a real quotation? Can I verify this? How do I go about verifying it? That is the first step towards becoming a more discerning truth seeker, shall we say. Because I know the temptation, again, for a quote like that from, hey, Montagu Norman, the former Bank of England governor, did you know he talked about using the two-party political system to enslave the masses and foreclose on their homes and rule the world in a global financial imperium and blah, blah, blah. It would be great to have that kind of black and white quotation, and sometimes those do exist, but in this case, color me skeptical. And I will continue going down this rabbit hole, and I hope other people do as well. But again, let's test our mettle when it comes to this. Because again, this isn't a spectator sport. This is a specific thing that you can engage in. So on this Strange Story of Peter Thiel Part 3, in the comments section, I've noted E.J. Doyle tends to leave these quotations from various people. For example, Hampshire Mayor Rothschild, 1838 quote, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." Or Jefferson, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies." Or Jackson, "If the people only understood the rank injustice of our money and banking system." Or Banker Paul Warburg, "We will have a world government, whether you like it or not. The only question is whether that government will be achieved by conquest or consent." Banker Paul Warburg, 2/17, 1950, as he testified before the U.S. Senate. Wow, okay, very specific. But still, are these quotations accurate? Are they real? Are they attributable? Have they been subtly altered? Certain words being altered to give a slightly different sense? Hint, hint, hint. Well, anyway, I'll leave this in the court of the corporate reporteers out there who have watched this presentation. Can you use the skills which have just been demonstrated to you to verify these quotations or debunk them? And I'll sweeten the pot for the first Corbett Report member who provides a citation or some demonstrable way of proving or disproving all four of these quotations, not one, but all four. So either prove or disprove, provide a link, a citation of some sort, if you can prove where this comes from or where it doesn't come from. If you do that, the first Corbett Report member to do so and to leave that in the comment section of this Solutions Watch at CorbettReport.com will receive a free Corbett Report baseball cap from the New World Next Week store. I will send you a free Corbett Report baseball cap. As you know, the new caps have just arrived and it's the hot new item, so you will get a free one if you are a Corbett Report member that can track down these four quotations and either prove or disprove them. Leave your links and your comment in the comment section below. The first person to do that in a way that satisfies me, that I think, okay, good enough, you've got the right thing, will get the free baseball cap. So put on your thinking caps and get to work on this as a way of flexing this muscle and using it and seeing if you can apply these sorts of ideas and this sort of searching tactics and techniques towards something productive. That's what this is about, hopefully getting people involved in doing the research. Don't take my word for it. Don't take someone else's word for it. Don't believe, trust me, bro, because I say so. Search it for yourself. Okay, I will search it for myself. Hopefully, this will be valuable to all of you out there. And thank you again to Amanda for sending in this question. But we're going to leave this exploration here for today. I am James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, thanking you for investing your time and attention and energy in another edition of Solutions Watch, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again in the near future.